In a mirrored room at Ellettsville Seven Oaks Classical School building, members of the Indiana Dance Company are perfecting their footwork for upcoming performances. The company's award-winning team, Velocity, will be clogging at Saturday's Santa on Sale Street event in downtown Ellettsville. Evan Burdett is one of the troupe members who will be clogging on Saturday. He's been clogging for 9 years.
I'm very excited. I'm excited. We don't get to do this very often.
Indeed, clogging to hip-hop-styled Christmas carols is not something Ellettsville residents will likely get to hear or see every day, but these kids definitely have the moves. Less than half a mile away, a more traditional Christmas vibe can be found in the 150-year-old Enright log cabin. Marilyn Harris of Richland Senior Housing, which owns the historic cabin, is decorating it as many Ellettsville residents would have in the 1800s.
It said that they primarily would put out a tree that they had cut from the woods or the fields, and they would decorate it with candles and fruit and homemade ornaments of that kind. We put on oranges and apples. We string cranberries and popcorn, put that on there. We have some vintage toys that we put around it, and we put a quilt down for a tree skirt.
And then there's the Christmas stockings hung by the fire.
Three big, long, gray stockings with red at the top that look really old-fashioned. And I put things inside of those stockings that would have been like children would have received for their Christmas present back then, maybe a penny and a tin cup, maybe an orange or an apple, things like that. And it's fun to see the look on the kids' faces when you explain to them that that's what the children got in that time period in a log cabin, you know, way back where there wasn't means to go out and purchase things. They find that really interesting. Their little eyes will get really big, and it's just cute.
The nonprofit Ellettsville Main Street has been coordinating Santa on Sale Street for 7 years. It begins with a breakfast at the Masonic Lodge at 8 a.m., followed by activities at locations along a two-block stretch of Sale Street in downtown Ellettsville. Event coordinator Chris Fisher says many organizations in this small town really come together to pull off Saturday's event. High school students bake cookies to decorate. There's hot chocolate.
In Thurman's Garage, we will have, you can decorate gingerbread men, which is new this year. We have a person coming to do balloon sculptures. The Boys and Girls Club bring their cornhole game for anyone to play.
At the log cabin, Harris says traditional activities like making garlands, paper angels, and lanterns are still popular with children and require limited parental involvement.
We let them string popcorn and cranberries, and then they can add it to the tree or they can take it home with them. And that seems to be their most popular, the most popular thing that they do for some reason. We did a little lantern that we used a fruit jar, and we put a little artificial candle in that and greenery, and we let them decorate it with ribbons or, you know, whatever they wanted to that way.
Carolers from Edgewood Intermediate School will be making the rounds with sounds of the season, setting the mood for a visit from Santa Claus.
They come in the library, and there's nothing I like better than a library filled with song. If just temporarily break the quiet of the library for some joyous children's voices, and they often have songs, dances choreographed to their songs. And of course, I know a lot of these children, so it just, I actually fight back tears every year when the choir comes in the library and sings two or three songs and then they head out.
That's librarian Stephanie Holman. According to Holman, Santa Claus will arrive on a fire truck at the Ellettsville Branch Library at 9:30 a.m. Howell says the event both strengthens the library's connection with the town and townsfolk's connection with each other.
It's such a all-ages event, and, of course, younger families in particular, but it just really brings the community together, brings us all to a halt for a little bit as we join together in our downtown, which is quite beautiful little downtown Main Street here, which is called Sale Street. That's why it's Santa on Sale Street. And it's just very joyous.
Ellettsville Main Street's Chris Fisher says Santa on Sale Street is meant to be an event that people can enjoy without spending money unless they want to. Even better, it's all within walking distance. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.